You know, 22, there for an instant, when I had the mayor in the studio and I had the other mayor on the phone, there for an instant, I thought...
You were at the epicenter of power?
Well, no. Right. I thought we could really have a monumental situation where we could have played Jethro trivia
with dueling mayors.
Mayors simultaneously, but there was so much verbal fist pumping that went on that we finally ran out of time.
Had to get on with business.
Yeah, we did. We had to move on.
Yeah, right.
It would have been fun to be able to do that. So you guys are just the mediocre substitutes. We couldn't do the mayor.
Right. Oh, well, okay. Well, thank you. It's an honor.
You bet, right.
I've been called worse.
Yeah, time now for Jethro Trivia, the oddly informative.
Been called bad substitutes.
Yeah, really. The oddly informative little news quiz that asks a very simple question about, you know what?
What?
Huh? Yeah. What? Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Are we going to involve Mr. Downs?
We are. I think we'll do that.
Or Stephanie.
No. Well, we can do that.
I don't know if Stephanie want to participate.
Yeah. No. Good morning, Brian Broadcasting. This is Stephanie.
Mr. Downs available? Do you know?
Let me check. Hang on.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. Right. She doesn't ask who this is anymore.
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
She knows who it is.
She knows, yeah.
She's been here long enough.
Yeah, she has. Yeah.
Scott even knows who she is.
Yeah, that's right.
See, that's how long she's
really been. Which is pretty remarkable.
Yeah, it is. That's true. It is. By the way... Ben had stopped by last night. And,
at the elections.
Yeah, he said, we'll be back later. He never showed up.
For shame.
Yeah, he never showed up. Okay. So now what's he doing? Is he on like a phone call to the other members of the NAB board?
I don't know.
This is Ben.
Oh. Hi, Ben.
Hey, how are you doing?
How
you doing?
Now, you said you were going to come back out last night, and you didn't.
Well, I did, and you were gone.
Now who looks silly? Yeah.
What time did you swing by?
A little after 9.
Oh, well, I was there. I was just in the counting room.
Just like old King Cole.
That's it. I was standing there talking to Bill Oliver going, I wonder if Chase wonders where I am. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, he did.
Yeah. Well, that's where I was.
Everything.
We were waiting for things to move.
Well, if only we had small, portable, handheld devices.
I did. The ability
to communicate with one another.
It just happened to be over there at the other place.
I'll keep reaching for that rainbow.
Yeah.
It would be so wonderful. Just dial 7 digits or something, and you could have instant communication with anybody within your area code.
Golly.
Yeah.
They used to have that with wires. And stuff, I think.
This morning we thought we would let you play Jethro Trivia with us.
Oh boy! Well, you want me to trot down there real quick?
Well, if you want to, that'd be fine.
Have you got just a second?
Oh,
I'm within 20 seconds of being in your studio.
That'd be fine. We don't have a lot of political commercials today, so we have time.
Okay, all right, very well.
All right, bye. Wow. Live in our studio.
How about that?
A member of the National Association of Broadcasting Board of Directors.
He's trotting.
I doubt he's trotting. Let's see when he gets by.
No.
I'll let you know when he passes.
He's ambling.
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 I'm pretty sure amber is not a verb.
No. In the meantime, as he ambles down.
I still haven't seen him.
This will make you
probably getting cornered by sales.
It's been 20 seconds.
Nothing says.
Oh, there he comes.
Oh, there he is. Oh, he's coming from the other direction.
Oh, the direction. I was thrown off.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. So there we have that.
He was thrown off for it.
I was thrown.
Yeah.
Mama.
I got you. Thrown off.
I was thrown off, Mama.
The very headphones that Royce broke yesterday.
That's right. And now.
Geez, Royce, we just can't have nice things.
No, especially $9 headphones.
No.
I got to tell you about the cat one of these days.
Yeah, we'll do that in a minute.
Oh, well, good. Okay,
Oh, no, we're not going to do that. No, we don't have that much.
Election's over. We can do all kinds of stuff.
Nothing says I'm a grown-up, take me seriously, like a Farmville debit card.
Which character did you get on yours, Chase?
I don't know. I'm still waiting.
I see.
There's a nifty twist here, especially for the avid Farmville fan, and I know that I'm talking to at least two of them here.
Mm-hmm.
American Express.
You don't have Facebook, do you?
No, I don't.
I don't either.
Okay.
I don't either. But we had to get one because the grandchild is prominently displayed on Facebook. And so Lily and Mary got together, and Mary, using both her youthful eyes, fingers, and knowledge, was able to get us, Lily set up on Facebook, which we haven't mastered yet, but by golly, we've got one.
Jackie's
Tom, I'm sure Tom has one.
Yeah. Jackie's on Facebook now, so she can keep up.
And Tom, you should be happy because I saw some statistics the other day that approximately 1.5% of the people on Facebook are men. And that's,
is that all, really?
It's not, well, not that, yeah. It's maybe it's a little more than
a
that.
A little more?
But it's not a lot, well, buddy.
But I tell you,
it's kind of shaken out that way.
But you ought to see Tom on Pinterest. He is going crazy.
Man. He's all there.
Right. Anyway, American Express and Farmville maker Zynga have joined forces to create a prepaid debit card that allows users to earn virtual Farmville dollars.
It occurs to me you don't realize that Farmville is a Facebook game.
No, I don't.
And that's why I was doing that. Oh. You had that you're going off on a tangent again look on your face, yeah. And yet I was being not only relevant but very hip.
Topical, even.
I understood what was going on.
We are relevant, if nothing else. We would be relevant.
We're okay. Reverent.
We like to relevant.
All right, so here we go now.
Jethro
Tribune. I
actually used the words in this room. Jethro I understood Tribune. What we were talking about.
Yeah. Wow. How often does that happen?
Did you hear the mayoral challenge that developed here on our show this morning? There,
yeah.
Mr. Downs?
Oh. Yeah. We had verbal
verbal smacking.
And smackdown.
Yes. Sparring, yes. Verbally, we have
a mayoral challenge now.
Yes,
because of
the baseball series.
Well, I'm not cute as it can be.
Yeah. it's live here on our
bordering on adorable.
There's t-shirts and food involved.
The whole time I was trying to think of some way.
I had that same bet with her on the Jefferson Award, and I lost.
Ooh.
What did you have? Did you have to wear
what,
something?
Did you have to wear a blouse or something?
Well,
we preside over a council meeting?
We said we had trade favorite recipes, and so she got peanut butter and jelly from me.
I see.
This was one of those few times when I'm so sorry for the medium that we were in, because were this a visual medium, we could have had a banner that said exclusive as they were talking.
That's right.
And I was hoping that Chase would be going, exclusive.
That's right.
Exclusive.
Or,
in the background.
Or CNN, you know, breaking news.
Yeah. Breaking news, yeah. Fox.
Oh, we could have broken this. That's exactly. Oh, man.
Yeah, could have been breaking news.
Can we find somebody who breaks news and let them know about it?
When news breaks,
we fix it.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our program of dance music to bring you a special bulletin from the Intercontinental Radio News.
You got it. All right, here we go. It's Jethro Trivia, the oddly informative news quiz that asks a simple question about pop culture and recent current events. Easy to play, fun to win. Or it could be fun to play and easy to win. Either way.
Do we need to add Jethro Trivia to our coming glossary?
I think so.
Yeah. Glossary.
Yeah, we will. Yeah.
Because we're working on that.
We are.
Because people who have, you know, who've listened, new listeners say in the past 10 to 12 years, have not heard an explanation.
Still wondering where Jay Sokol is.
Yeah. Where's Jay Sokol? What are the three questions?
Right.
You know, things like that.
Yeah.
So, all right. So here we go. Today it's Future Capitalists of America. Future Capitalists of U.S. America. A young California...
Yeah. Future capitalist.
Future capitalists.
Ben slows down like this is an NPR station. We have nothing else to do. You know?
Future capitalist of America.
Of America. Of U.S. America.
Yeah.
Okay, U.S. America.
What if that means?
In the glossary.
Okay.
They haven't been born yet.
We'll do that one, too. A young California entrepreneur is making news this week for doing what? Is it A, washing cars in Apple's parking lot? B, squatting at AOL's headquarters? C, friending every U.S. American citizen on Facebook, or D, wandering the barren wasteland of Google Plus. Once again, young California entrepreneur.
Google Plus, you see, is another social media site held up in high ridicule by most people, though promulgated by Google. Just trying to help you out there.
Thank you. Making news this week is the A, washing cars in Apple's parking lot, B, squatting at AOL headquarters, C, friending every U.S. American citizen on Facebook, or D, wandering the barren wasteland of Google Plus. Tom, you go first.
No, I get to go first.
Oh, all right.
I'll be guest.
Ben gets to go first.
He's friending everybody on Facebook.
Okay, that's what he said.
I'd circled that one.
Oh, sure.
No, I have.
You're just doing it to kiss up, aren't you?
No, I'll pick another one then.
Now you're just being contrary.
Yeah. Well, no, just to be that was my first choice, but I'll go with the A.
A, which was B, washing cars in Apple's parking
lot. Sure, why not?
Okay.
I think that's wrong, but I'll go with it.
I'm trying to figure out how the friending everyone on Facebook could be profitable if this is future capitalists of America.
Right.
The washing cars in Apple's parking lot is probably the most plausible, but just to be different, I'm going to go with squatting at AOL headquarters.
Okay, that's the answer.
Really?
Squatting at AOL.
How does he hope to make money off that?
Well, when his fellowship at AOL's California headquarters ended last fall, 19-year-old entrepreneur Eric Simmons simply stuck around for an extra 2 months, sleeping on couches, eating from the cafeteria, and working on a new business plan. Eventually,
oh yeah, that's going to get you hired. That's actually what that's actually going to get a 911 call. Is what that's going to.
Eventually, he was busted, but not before earning a $50,000 grant in seed money for his startup.
Okay, here's a question: which is weirder and more surprising to you, that somebody is actually doing that, or that there still is an AOL headquarters somewhere?
That's it. Yes. That's that would be the answer. There's one guy on the third floor who keeps going, "You've got mail."
Yeah, really.
Well, you know,
it's my job.
If he squats at the AOL headquarters,
I'd hate to find out what he's doing over at CompuServe.
Car repair that's honest and convenient? That's a nice difference. And you're like family at Christian Brothers Automotive. Located on Highway 6 next to the Fitness Dome, Christian Brothers has a comfortable waiting area, free Wi-Fi, free shuttle, and is locally owned and operated. All makes and models welcome. Christian Brothers has only the best ASE-certified technicians. Call 979-690-5127 or online at www.christianbrotherscollegestation.com. Mention radio for $20 off your first repair and vote for us for best of the Brazos.
Because you can't choose when your kids get sick, UPA announces new evening and weekend hours. Now, every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, UPA offers a walk-in clinic after work from 5 until 7. No appointment is necessary, and your child will receive the very best in pediatric care from one of UPA's Texas Monthly Super Doctors. Weekend hours now begin at 7:30 on Saturday and 1 o'clock on Sunday. For more information, call 696-4440. Or follow us on Facebook at upadocs.com. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
Make your dollar go further at Denny's in Bryan with the Grand Slam. Only $2.99 with purchase of a beverage. Two pancakes, two eggs, two sausage, two bacon. Only $2.99. Denny's $5 classic burger with unlimited fries with purchase of a beverage from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. 7 days a week. Denny's in Bryan. Grand Slam all day, every day for $2.99. And the $5 classic burger from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Some restrictions apply. Denny's in Bryan. North on Highway 6 at FM 2818 next to the big gas truck stop. Find Bud and Bud Light in the 24-pack for only $16.99.
Finding your own health coverage can be confusing, but with Scott White Health Plan, you can get help from a local representative like Connie Wynn.
The individual and family plan is the perfect plan for somebody that's looking for insurance that doesn't have anything offered to them at work. The coverage is really good for the individuals or the entrepreneurs when they own their own business.
Sandra Perry can help you find a plan that fits your budget.
We talk to a lot of people that currently work for an employer that maybe have had to increase their premiums, and they look to the individual family plan for maybe a lower premium with equal value.
Call one of our local representatives at Scott & White Health Plan today and compare your options. 1-866-522-2515. That's 1-866-522-2515. Or visit swhp.org/radio. Scott & White Health Plan, the one Texans trust.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's about 7 minutes till. Gosh, we've just been so busy this morning. Isn't it nice when we have some time and just relax?
Those days.
Oh, yeah, again, they're long gone, which is a good thing because, you know, that means that we all get to have jobs.
And paychecks.
Actually, the paychecks are fun, too. So we got that going. Let's see what else we got. We did the wild cherry pep. Here we go. This is an unusual story here. 13-year-old Addison Logan bought an old Polaroid camera for $1 while he was at a Wichita, Kansas garage sale with his grandmama, Lois.
Uh-huh.
Lois and Addison there. Yep.
Grandma Lois.
That's it. They get home. He removed the camera.
She used to make pies in town, didn't she?
Yeah. He removed the camera's cartridge and opened it up to discover a picture of a man. His grandmother identified it as her son, Scott, who had died 23 years ago in a traffic accident.
Oh, my goodness.
Lois Logan said the picture, which depicted him with his high school girlfriend, appears to have been taken in 1978 or 79. Family said the man they purchased the camera from told them that he goes to a lot of garage sales and he couldn't remember where he bought that. That's pretty amazing.
And obviously had not opened it up.
No, had not. I mean, that's just one of those, All right, mental arithmetic can become easier after eating chocolate. Yes! There you go. Researchers testing the impact of different foods on brain performance found that, of course, those good old flavanols, those are the compounds that are found in cocoa, increase the flow of blood to the brain. And they claim that it makes certain mental function, like basic math, easier to do. Get you some chocolate chip cookies and go to your SAT. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. See how that works? Don't try that. It won't work. Got another Taco Bell story because we got time. Taco Bell has been flirting with breakfast for years and only recently decided it was something that all the restaurants should eventually serve. But the ever-inventive food inventors, the folks there at the Bell, have apparently now come up with the perfect drink.
Oh, is that what company. Is that what you, the cool people, refer to it as?
The Bell?
The Bell.
I'm just saying. The Bell. I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm ahead of the curve on that.
Tom.
Yeah.
Tom. All right. It's a Friday night. It's about 6:30.
Yeah.
Jackie says, gosh, hon,
yeah,
where would you like to go enjoy a fine Friday dinner? And Scott says,
that's right.
As if you don't know.
Yeah.
It's time to go to the Bell.
Yeah. I'm wanting the Bell. Right. Let me bring it home for you, though. Because there's nothing like bringing home a suitcase full of tacos.
Right.
That's right.
They got
20 tacos for $10.
That's right. Don't they do that right there? Like, they got this little sad book satchel that's full
Scott
of tacos.
Hits the drive-thru. He's got the dogs with him.
You bet. Absolutely.
got five weenie dogs trying to jump through the window eat Taco Bell out of house and home.
Yeah. Anyway, so the Bell has apparently come up with the perfect drink to accompany your breakfast burritos. It's something called Mountain Dew AM. The drink is a mixology of Mountain Dew and OJ. Mountain Dew and OJ.
That sounds awful.
Only served until 11 a.m.
Why not call it like a mountain driver?
I don't know. Yeah, really. Yeah. Huh. Mountain Dew. Hello?
We're ahead of the bell curve.
Thank you. Oh, very nice, sir. Thank you. Very nice. Okay. Guarantee you people at Mix don't know what that means. Are they still near?
Wow!
I had no idea. One in five.
Wow!
Holy cats!
Well,
you just opened up with both barrels.
I didn't mean to.
Right in the face.
Bam! Was the microphone on?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Did y'all hear that guy over there on KTAW?
Man, yeah, he was
getting testy this morning.
I'm not testy.
He just did that, and then, just right there. Just let him have it a couple of times.
He really
kept going. So.
All right. The 2012 worst.
What are they going to do? Outdo us by sheer force of numbers?
Yeah, right, yeah. Okay, fine. Right. Work on that for us.
Yeah. Your employees against our employees, I don't know, in a game of one-on-one basketball.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. And I'll even represent us. Yeah. Okay. Oh, I'm going to have to play a guy from Omaha. Okay, good, yeah. Anyway. Who was in a cinder block building. Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And a computer will beat you every time.
Yeah, he's going to try to beat you with a remote control.
Yeah. Listen, hey, I didn't.
Hey, that's okay.
You brought it up there, pal.
I did.
Boy,
okay.
Boy, Chase is taking the gauntlet here.
Here we go. The worst-dressed cities in America.
Uh-huh.
This is from Travel and Leisure magazine. So, does this mean tourists coming to these cities think the people who live there are the worst-dressed, or is it just everybody who's there, including the tourists?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what the criteria is here, but nonetheless.
Are you a tourist destination? You're looking at your fellow citizens and going, man, we need to clean
better.
Up our act here.
Black socks and sandals. Number 10, Crocs. Number 10, Kansas City, Missouri. Number 9, Phoenix and Scottsdale. Number 8, Portland, Maine. Number 7, Atlanta. Number 6, Dallas, Fort Worth. Number 5, Santonia. Number 4, Orlando. I would think Orlando probably would make that list. Number 3 is Baltimore. Number 2 is Salt Lake City. Number 1 is Anchorage. And again, don't have the criteria. I just had time to do a list.
Who says let's go to Salt Lake City for a vacation?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking of all those places. You're talking about tourists going to those places. I mean,
yeah.
When's the last time you thought, Kansas City? I'm thinking that's summer vacation this year.
More fountains than any other city in America.
That's right.
Yeah, and the last time I was in Salt Lake City, I've been to the airport. I think that was it. Anyway, all right, here we go. On this day in history.
I love this part.
1883, New York City, a rumor that the Brooklyn Bridge was going to collapse caused a stampede that crushed 12 people.
That's way to bring us all down.
That's a ray of sunshine in the day.
Nice.